You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have a very, very exciting guest on the line today. It is Jenna and Luke from Bird Machine. How's it going?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
No trouble at all. Now, sorry, this is so rude. I'm getting a phone call from my granddad. I just need to hang up the phone. Sorry, I'll call you back. I'll call you back, Johnny.
You should take it.
Hey, congratulations on the single and the EP that you've just released. Hey Human is the EP, and Saint Elmo's Fire was the lead single you released a couple of weeks ago. How does it feel to have it out there in the world?
It feels pretty awesome because we've been working on the songs for a long time. So this is our second EP. We had a debut. Was it? How many years ago now?
Like a year and a half.
A year and a half ago or something. And a lot of these songs have been kind of stewing away and baking, so to speak.
Yeah.
Since back then. And so now we finally have them out. And we thought that people would receive them really well. And people have been. So
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing, right? You never know how, like, you do the art for yourself, right? But you still are putting something that you've made out there. And you never know how people are going to react to it. So it is good when people seem to be loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, it's your second EP. Do you think, because you've released one before, did that process of writing a batch of songs for an EP or recording them or just dealing with what to cut, was that process easier the second time around?
Yeah, probably because we were kind of evolving our sound. We've talked about on Radio 1 how Luke and I come from two backgrounds of alternative and pop. And yeah. So I guess this EP definitely feels like we've got our sound and we think it's quite unique. And so, yeah, it's totally evolved and become easier to kind of be work, confident on what we're releasing and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah, for sure. And to work together, like the workflow has improved because of that experience and knowing, yeah, I guess how the other will respond to certain ideas. And at the same time, I think, you know, we're more open to each other creatively. And we did have, like Jenna said, some more confidence kind of releasing the music because I guess we've been in the game a little bit longer now.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a very humble way to say that as well, by the way. Just today at the station, we've started an ego, like an ego tick mark, and if you say something egotistical, you're on the board. So the way you put that there was very, very well said.
Is that borderline?
No, it was good. It was good. I'm the biggest, I need my ego checked the most, so I could learn a thing or two from you. Now the new lead single Saint Elmo's Fire is fantastic. I feel like it's a more rocky direction than anything else you've ever done. What is the tale of Saint Elmo's Fire is? I love like those old myths and things like that. And it seems like every now and then there'll be a band that will release a song about it, and I'm so glad you have. Can you tell me like how Saint Elmo's Fire wraps into the theme of the song?
Okay, well, I guess, you know, the myth of it or whatever, well, I guess it's a real phenomenon that can occur in certain regions at night where I guess it's to do with bioluminescence or with like light reflecting off gases and something like that, but there's a light can appear in the distance at night, and so there's been a lot of, you know, travelers who apparently been led astray by this light when they started to follow it. And so, Jenna says it much better than I do, but that kind of ties in with our social commentary, I guess, of the day. It's kind of like a sister song to our first single, Our Kind, which,
that we managed to get onto Radio 1's Top 11. and that one, yeah, it's basically about being careful not to give in to false information, false ideas, and being led astray by things that aren't even true. So we're using that as the metaphor, I guess, a St. Elmo's Fire. So, and it ties into the whole EP because we talk about Hey Human, the title, is about like human experience and how we all are kind of navigating through life and relationships and making choices and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that we felt that was a good main track for the EP.
Yeah, I guess all the songs on the EP kind of try to make some sort of comment about, you know, how humans experience life and our interactions with one another on like a very intimate level or on a macro scale, like with the greater society sort of thing. Mm.
Oh, I love it. I kind of love when there's a theme across an EP. It's not just a collection of songs. It's a bunch of songs that are thematically connected by something. Now, you played a show recently in Hamilton on the 23rd of February. Are there any other shows coming up for the release of this EP?
Sorry, Luke's had to duck out because one of our kids is screaming.
No, that's what we can actually hear that in the background. Well, all the best, Luke.
Sorry, I got distracted with the question. What did you say?
Are there any shows coming up with you, for you?
We're actually taking a little bit of a break. I guess we can say it on radio now. I actually am pregnant. So this was kind of a little bit of like the, you know, seeing off for a little bit. It's not like we're not going to be performing around, but I guess we're going to focus on recording the album that we're in the process of writing and producing. And I guess we'll be drip feeding tracks along the way during that process and then hopefully hit the stage over the summer for some festivals and stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the pregnancy. That's very, very exciting. More exciting than an EP release, actually.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing any further releases. Luke's back. Excellent.
Luke's back.
I'm back.
All good. Well, that is all we have time for today, but we really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Thank you for the EP and for the music, and all the best for the exciting months to come.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and always remember to send through your new tracks to Radio 1. Stay on the line, you two.
Cool.
I just turned my mic off. That's Luke and Jenna from Bird Machine chatting about their new EP, Hey Human. And here is one of the tracks off that album, off that EP. It's Gun. Please enjoy St. Elmo's Fire. And also, massive congratulations to Luke and Jenna. You're listening to Radio 1, 91 FM. It's the Thursday drive, not the Friday drive. I almost got ahead of myself there. Bird Machine, St. Elmo's Fire.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.